Live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe. It's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth, who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Wednesday on this 28th day of June 2023. I'm thrilled to have on the program as a first-time guest Dave Stoltzfus. He is Chief Executive Officer for the Lancaster Patriot Media Company and board member of the Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society, which is a new annual sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Today, Dave will be addressing the challenges of right-leaning media in a leftist culture gone mad. We'll also be announcing a three-day event in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, featuring Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. But it's my honor and privilege to welcome you for the very first time ever to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dave Stoltzfus.
Wow, Chris, you got my name correct.
Wow, I'm actually shocked myself.
Yeah, you must be from Pennsylvania.
No, I'm actually a Long Island native, but moved here in 2014, and it is likely that I knew how to pronounce your name because I have interviewed a former Amish brother who was led to the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and his last name is also Stoltzfus.
Well, most people either say Stoltzfus or, you know, they have some kind of weird pronunciation in there, kind of like Lancaster. Nobody says Lancaster correctly.
Yeah, no, that I screwed up, I know, because I say it the way the rest of the United States says it outside of Pennsylvania, with the emphasis on Lang, not Caster.
So yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Looking forward to our topic here today.
Well, let's see if I pronounce it right this time. Tell our listeners something about the Lancaster Patriots.
Well, we've been in the industry here for about 2 years now. My wife started this endeavor in 2020, and we printed our first newspaper in March of 2021, and we quit print here about 3 months ago, and we are strictly online at this time. And so that's the quick and easy version. Now there's a lot of things behind that, and there's a lot of things that depending on where our conversation goes today, we can dive more into the challenges that we face, the outrage, the cancel culture, the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the FBI. So you tell me where you want to go with this conversation, and I can probably tell you some really good stories.
Great. Well, first of all, let me just clarify a couple of things. I know that the Lancaster Patriot is coming from a conservative biblical worldview, but are all the contributors to the Lancaster Patriot on the same page under that umbrella? To give you an example, people typically view Fox News as a bastion or bulwark for conservatism, and yet there are not only liberals who host programs there, but even amongst the professed conservatives, you have a wide range of differing views, some of which I would maintain are liberal, even though they may insist that they are conservative. So tell us more about the worldview and the primary focus and direction of the Lancaster Patriot.
Well, that has shifted. That has shifted over the years. Over the past few years, it shifted from when we originally started. Our vision was to bring news that was typically not reported on. We were looking for the good news. We were looking for uplifting news. We were looking for maybe writing the stories from a different perspective. So most people say news is news, and we would disagree with that. We would say that every article is written with a presupposition, and that presupposition is your worldview. So to answer your question, no, not everyone has embraced maybe our theological views, but most of our writers are either from a Christian background or from a conservative worldview. So no, we do not have all of our writers on the same page as us. Now, granted, since we've gone online, that has changed. We have slimmed things down. We are looking at becoming more mobile and doing more interviews out of the office, doing more of our work with media with audio and video, rather than what we have done traditionally in print.
And if anybody wants more information about the Lancaster Patriot, the website is extremely easy to remember, thelancasterpatriot.com, thelancasterpatriot.com. We have a tradition here in Iron Trip and Zion Radio, Dave, where whenever we have a first-time guest, we have that guest give a summary of their salvation testimony, which would include any kind of religious atmosphere they may have been raised in and what kind of providential circumstances our sovereign Lord raised up in their lives that drew them to himself and saved them. So I want to hear a summary of your story.
How much time do you have?
We have a 2-hour show, so take as long as you'd like.
Well, so I grew up Anabaptist. I grew up in a traditional Amish horse and buggy, no air conditioning, home.
Wow.
Was born. Go ahead, Chris.
I just said wow.
I was born and raised here in Lancaster County, in Leola, to be specific. I came up through the, you know, teenage years, rebellious and cold-hearted toward the gospel. I wanted nothing to do with the Amish faith per se. I was involved in all kinds of nefarious activity. And by the time I was 22, 23, I had been arrested multiple times.
Wow.
I ended up in Lancaster County Prison.
And this is why you were still an Amish person?
I don't know what I was at that point, to be honest.
Were you living amongst the Amish and dressing like the Amish and all that?
I was in and out, halfway in between. I really had no moral compass at that point. I was still living with my parents at the time. And you know, we could do an entire episode on the myths of Rumspringa and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
in fact,
so,
do you know Chuck Volo?
Where's Chuck from?
Chuck did pastor a congregation in Maryland, and now he is back in Pennsylvania. And I will tell you the city in a second.
But he's in Paradise. He's in Paradise, correct?
I'm looking him up right now, but he has led a number of Amish to Christ. And many people hearing that may be scratching their heads and wondering what I'm talking about, because they wrongly think the Amish is Christianity on steroids or something. They think that that is like an ideal, pristine example of Christianity, but it is more works righteousness based than the Roman Catholic Church is. It's
yes and no. Yes and no to that extent. I mean, there are different. There are different versions of the Amish, I would say, in today's culture. You have some who are extremely conscious of that works will not get them into heaven, and yet they do go to the Amish church. You have some who, you know, work out your salvation in fear and trembling is literal. So I tend to call the Amish Catholics, you know, credo Catholics is pretty much what they are. So I don't look at them as Catholics on steroids, but again, I'm not going to dispute the fact that there's a lot of similarities there.
Yeah, and of course, not in regard to idolatry and things like that, because they don't have images of anything. But the church where Pastor Chuck Volo is now pastoring is Gospel of Grace Community Church in Kinzers, Pennsylvania.
Correct. Yep. And, yes, I am aware of them.
And
yes.
He led the two primary figures in the documentary Trouble in Amish Paradise. He led them to Christ. Chuck is not in that documentary, but he was the initial catalyst to them being used of God, of course, to lead them to the doctrines of grace. And at least in their lives, the two men involved were total strangers to the concept of the true grace that is described in the scriptures. So it's a fascinating documentary. And by the way, anybody can listen to my interviews with Chuck and a couple of his Amish converts. If you go to ironsharpensironradio.com and type in the search engine Chuck Volo, and that's spelled V as in victory, U-O-L-O, you will find all of my interviews with Chuck. So I hope that you take time to do that after this program. So what led you to come into contact by God's providence with the fine brethren at Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society?
Well, it was, I don't know the whole story, but I got out of prison and I, you know, knew something was wrong. My life was a wreck. It was a train wreck. And this was probably in 2004. It's kind of my past, so I don't have the exact dates, but it was probably 2004, right around that time. And I was, I didn't know which way to go. And obviously the culture I was living in at that time was, not having driver's license. I was back with my parents. I was living in their house. So, you know, they said, well, why don't you join the Amish church? So I said, okay, maybe that flavor will work for me, not really knowing what it was. And so I became a member of the Amish church, and that lasted for a few years. And then I was starting to drift back, you could say, back to my old ways. And my father, I don't know what his motives were or what it was, but to my understanding, he is the one who put me in touch with Pastor Joel Saint. At that point, he knew Pastor Joel Saint from some lunch meetings while Joel was a salesman for another organization or for another company, for a business that Joel was working for at the time. And that relationship started in probably 2006, 2007. Again, I don't have the exact dates, but that was my first introduction to Joel Saint. And from there, it took me a few more years to embrace, to come from the Anabaptist mindset into the Reformed, Theonomic, Postmillennial, Baptist mindset. And so I really became, I would say I became a believer in 2010. I met my wife, and we were both trying to, at that point, still didn't know what we were doing. You know, I was convicted, but I was not, I did not embrace grace and the gospel until the spring of 2010. And then I guess you could say the rest is has been a test and a testimony since then.
Well, praise God. And I am so excited, and that is putting it lightly, that I am working with the folks at Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society on orchestrating a three-day event in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, featuring my longtime, very dear friend, Dr. James R. White of Alpha Omega Ministries, who I've known and worked with since 1995. And I am just so pumped up that he is going to make sure that he is in Lancaster for this three-day event. And I would hope that you all mark your calendars for September 15th through the 17th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, when Dr. White will be speaking in Lancaster. Please get there any way you can, by train, plane, or automobile. And we will be continuing to provide updates as we have them. I prematurely announced yesterday the venue where Dr. White will be speaking, but then I just learned that that is not a 100% confirmed venue, so I will hold off on announcing the name of that venue, as I did yesterday, until we know for certain that that will be the location. But we know that the general theme will be the gospel at war, and there will be different elements of this world that has waged war on the gospel that will be addressed in different sessions. And Dr. White is the primary speaker, but there will be other men on staff with Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society who will also be speaking. And if you want to keep getting updates on this, you can go to futureofchristendom.org, futureofchristendom.org. You can also go to MidAtlanticReformation.org, MidAtlanticReformation.org. And I want to thank Joel Saint and my guest Dave Stoltzfus and the entire staff of Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And God willing, you'll start hearing their daily commercials as soon as we get that recording from Pastor Joel Saint. And we can begin to enlighten you on a daily basis about this fine ministry. We're going to go to our first commercial break right now. And when we return, we're going to really focus on our theme, the challenges of right-leaning media and a leftist culture gone mad. If you have questions for Dave Stoltzfus, send them to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside of the USA. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Dave Stoltzfus right after these messages from our sponsors.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I've been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnzen and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnzen while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President Emeritus and Professor of Systematic and Applied Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Every Christian who's serious about the Reformed faith and the Westminster Standards should have and use the 8-volume commentary on the theology and ethics of the Westminster Larger Catechism titled Authentic Christianity by Dr. Joseph Moorcraft. It is much more than an exposition of the larger catechism. It is a thoroughly researched work that utilizes biblical exegesis as well as historical and systematic theology. Dr. Moorcraft is pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, and I urge everyone looking for a biblically faithful church in that area to visit that fine congregation. For details on the 8-volume commentary, go to westminstercommentary.com, westminstercommentary.com. For details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Please tell Dr. Moorcraft and the saints at Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, that Dr. Joseph Piper of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary sent you.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
This is Daryl Bernard Harrison, co-host of the Just Thinking Podcast, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Buck of First Baptist Church of Lindale, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Kent Keller of Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Andrew Rappaport, the founder and executive director at Striving for Eternity Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Mark Grimaldi, pastor of Sovereign Grace Church of Greenbrier, Tennessee, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Christopher Cookston, pastor of Prineville Community Church in Prineville, Oregon, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Matt Tarr, pastor of High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step-by-step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they're continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com. That's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, RoyalDiadem.com is still offering Iron Sharpens Iron Radio this mind-blowing deal on jewelry. any purchase of jewelry from royaldiadem.com by an Iron Sharp and Zion Radio listener who mentions Iron Sharp and Zion Radio when they make the purchase will ensure that 100% of the profits go directly to Iron Sharp and Zion Radio. Whether you're purchasing something that they already have in stock at royaldiadem.com, a piece of jewelry valued at $100 or more, or if you're having a custom-designed piece of jewelry created, like an engagement ring, or like turning your church logo, your parachurch ministry logo, your denomination logo, your seminary logo, into a piece of jewelry, like a pendant for a necklace or a ring, or any other kind of piece of jewelry, or anything else that your imagination and creativity can conjure up, they will take what's in your brain and turn it into a physical piece of jewelry that will blow your mind and will not disappoint you by any stretch of the imagination, because you are involved in every single step of the custom design process, and you can make corrections and suggestions every step of the way to further ensure that the final product is exactly what you dreamed of and even far exceeding your expectations. So I urge you to please, if you have any intention to buy yourself or someone you love jewelry, please go to royaldiadem.com soon, because we have no idea when they're going to end the offer to us where we receive 100% of the profits from any sale to an Iron Sharp and Zion Radio listener who mentions Iron Sharp and Zion Radio. So go to royaldiadem.com, royaldiadem.com, and mention Iron Sharp and Zion Radio. We're now back with my guest, Dave Stoltzfus. He is Chief Executive Officer for the Lancaster Patriot Media Company and board member of the Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society. We are addressing the challenges of right-leaning media and a leftist culture gone mad. If you have a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least, city and state, and country of residence. So, Dave, as a conservative media outlet in a state such as Pennsylvania, which could be possibly described as somewhere between a blue to purple state, my town where I am in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Carlisle, Pennsylvania, seems to be an equal mixture of liberals and conservatives. There may be more liberals than I realize, but it's just that most of those that I am most closely connected and with whom I have fellowship are conservative. But so tell us about being a right-leaning media outlet in a leftist culture gone mad. What are some of the challenges? You were rattling off some of them right at the outset of the program before I had you give your personal salvation testimony. But share with us some of that.
Well, I want to try to differentiate between right-leaning and even a Christian worldview media or a Christian worldview news organization. So I'd like to say that we are even further right than most people want us to be,
and probably that would include Christians.
Well, that's where I'm going. I mean, most people really want, when they think conservative media, all they're looking for is an echo chamber. They're looking for an echo chamber that puts out the normal Trump stuff, the normal Mastriano stuff. You know, the things that the normal Christian conservative people want to hear. They literally want you to put out what they want to hear. And we got a lot of heat for that. You know, when Mastriano was running last year. My goodness, was that just last year? Yeah, that was last year. When he was running, we posted an article, we did an opinion piece saying we just wish Mastriano would be consistent. And that was with some of his school choice stuff and a few other things, his abortion policies. And And we really got a lot of heat. We had people cancel their subscriptions because of it.
Well,
they did not.
And that's interesting.
They did not.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that Sean Hannity was attacking Doug Mastriano because he thought he was across the board too strong and forceful on abortion, or should I say against abortion. And Sean Hannity has a new kick where he is urging conservatives to lighten up on their anti-abortion rhetoric to further ensure that that GOP candidates will win. And I just did a recent response to that with Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And if anybody listening wants to hear that interview after this live one is over, go to ironsharpensironradio.com and type in James R. White into the search engine, or even Sean Hannity, and you will see that interview come up. But I'm sorry for interrupting you. I just wanted to say that it is interesting that you're saying that, in your opinion, Doug Mastriano wasn't even strong enough against abortion.
Well, from a Christian perspective, if we are going to take Christianity, if we're going to wear Christianity on our sleeve and take it with us as we ought, then we should take the whole counsel. Uh-huh. And if we believe that we are a human being at the point of conception, then we shouldn't be playing or toying around with these ideas of heartbeat bills,
right,
or things like that.
Yes.
We need to call a spade and say, no, we're not going to do this. And so we called him out. And we lost subscribers. We've done other things like that. And people, and we've come to the conclusion that people really only want a sounding board. They want to hear their thoughts on our screen or on our piece of paper. And when you attack, or what they would call attacking, when we point out the hypocrisy of some of these people, it completely, you know, they go into what's called a liberal meltdown. And those are just some of the things that we've experienced. We've had a lot of challenges. You know, when my wife first started this, in the beginning was right around the 2000, the riots were occurring in 2019, sorry, 2020, if you remember, the summer of the riots, and we had one here in Lancaster. And during all that, you know, we were still in the infancy stages of planning this thing, and we basically one night started this thing up. And there's a whole backstory, but during that whole process, we got a lot of leftists pushback. So we've had, I would say we're well weathered over here. We're equal opportunity offenders, and we have, we have people on both the left and the right who don't like us.
Now, how do you respond to even some of our brethren in Christ? Because I have had encounters with brothers and sisters in Christ, even Reformed brothers and sisters in Christ, who agree with Sean Hannity. It seems they take their on-paper doctrinal beliefs of the sovereignty of God over all things. They put that on a shelf, it seems, when it comes to politics. And they will say, look, we've got to win the next cycle of elections because of the leftist tyranny that is continually getting worse and worse with the nightmarish folks, including our president, that we have in office. And the only way that we're going to vote them out of office is to get more moderate candidates to run for office so that we can win those who are in swing states and those who are even perhaps lifelong Democrats. We can win them over to vote for our candidates. And they think that is the solution, and they'll compromise on things like abortion, not that they would necessarily become full pro-choice advocates, but they will say, oh, for the reasons of the life of the mother and rape and incest, we will concede and allow our candidates to allow abortion for those reasons. And, of course, what I have said is that murder is murder. And the only reason any of us should be opposed to abortion is because it is murder. And once you start giving these exceptions, even as the liberals put it even further, the health of the mother, like, what does that mean? Could mean that she gets depressed while she's pregnant. When you say that these are exceptions, you're saying that it's not murder. So therefore, why on earth would you oppose abortion when it's not, when you think it's not murder? Am I making sense here?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to understand the role that the media plays in this all. We have to understand what I call the perpetual election cycle. So we are never out of an election cycle. We are constantly, right. They have the media controls that narrative. The media controls who they want to put in there. I mean, a lot of people might listening here might say, Dave, you're a total conspiracy theorist. But if you really look into it, if you really look at what the media pushes and how they push it, whether it's Fetterman or Shapira or any of these politicians, the media is driving that game. And what people have to understand is media and news is no different than the food that you eat. You are what you consume. And so if you are going to listen to the Sean Hannitys of the world and your local TV station and your local liberal newspaper who are constantly flaming those action points or those talking points, you will become the very thing you are consuming, just like the food that you eat. So when I want to go back and address one thing on abortion, the people who compromise and say, well, you know, whatever we got to do, if we have to have more of a left-leaning conservative in, or that's who we want to vote in, those very people, they do not have a line they very rarely, I should say, have a line that they're not willing to cross. And I myself am very, I would look at those people and say, where are you going to draw the line? Is there a line for you, right, or will you constantly be floating in the wind looking for that next candidate? I personally, I'm not a fan of Trump. I'm not a Trump guy. I don't like, in my opinion, he is immoral. He's not a Christian. I do not believe he's a Christian. Obviously, I don't know. There are people who say he is. But from what I've seen, you shall know them by their fruit.
Right.
And from what I've seen, Trump is not a Christian.
Yeah, if he was genuinely born again, he would be the first to, as soon as he got a hold of a microphone with a national or global audience, he would say, please let me correct some very serious, grievous errors that I have made in the recent past when I was running for president, especially when I was claiming that I never committed a sin and all these other things that he said that were absolutely outrageous. In fact, I don't think I've ever heard a human being say that. And he would be making that clear. He would be making his newfound faith crystal clear, and he hasn't done that. So I share your conviction that he is not a born-again believer.
And so that's problematic for me, is that we as Christians are willing to support. And again, I will take, obviously, you are, I still, you know, I'll stand by, you are what you consume. So people who consume Fox News, people who consume O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and every other, you know, whether it's Joe Rogan or any leftist organization, whatever it may be that they consume, Those will be, they will end up with those talking points. They will end up with those viewpoints. And that has been our biggest challenge, is when we try to push farther to the right, you know, we are not just simply interested in holding the line. Our goal is to push the conversation back to where it needs to be, back to where morality and common sense actually are our footholds, and where the gospel is center, rather than where liberal cancel culture and all of these other things are front and center. I like to put there's the ratchet effect, and you have the left leaning media and conservative media. You have the left-leaning media who's continually trying to push the narrative farther to the left. Just this week, there was a story out about the transgender Montana lawmaker who was censured and who is now this bulwark, this great person. The Associated Press put this article out saying that he's such a great person. This is so humbling, and. The problem with that article, here's the problem with that article. The article paints the degeneracy of the transgender movement as a good thing. Now, that's what the left-leaning media does. And in my opinion, the ratchet effect is the conservative media. All they do is make sure that ratchet cannot spin back counterclockwise. And we're here. Our battle really isn't with the liberal left. Our battle is with the conservative and the centrist ideas.
Right.
And so those are the challenges. They're really not even with the left-leaning media.
Right.
As much as it is trying to change that centrist idea to go back to the ways, back to the paths that are straight.
That makes sense, because you're going to have more professedly conservative people paying attention to what you're doing at the Lancaster Patriot. So therefore, those that are more moderate or to the left than your positions would hold would be the ones that you're going to have the most problems with. In fact, it has become very in vogue for homosexuals who are fiscally conservative, who are supporters of small government, who are everywhere from Republican to libertarian, right-leaning. But it is fashionable for these folks to be paraded around as, you see, we're not against homosexuality. Look at all the conservatives that we have speaking our case in public, who are homosexuals, either male or lesbians. And I sometimes wonder what is more dangerous for drag queens to be telling stories in libraries to children, or for children to be curled up on the couch with their parents watching somebody who's a professed homosexual or lesbian agree with their parents on many political issues, because it's more of a danger. You're not going to have your average Christian family submitting their children to some sodomite or drag queen dancing in front of them or reading stories to them. But you are going to have many conservative families sitting there with their children watching homosexuals agree with their parents on many issues, if that makes sense to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a problem. It's a major problem, and that's part of my problem, or that's a lot of my problem with the Republican Party, is the Republican Party wants to, in order to be more relevant in these wicked times that we live in, they will basically shift their policies further left so that they have a base, so that their base is there. They're not concerned about morality. They're not concerned about what is right and wrong. all they're concerned about is that perpetual election cycle and getting back in office. And that's one thing us Christians need to understand. That election cycle is perpetual, and we need to get out of it. We need to get out of that mindset.
Well, some of them would argue, as I've even heard personally with friends and acquaintances of mine who would be in that category, they will say, hey, look, my agenda to make conservatives more palatable to the broader community when they are running for office is going to save more babies in your view, because none of your candidates are ever going to be elected. And my response to them is that they are not looking at the bigger picture. They're looking at something to be an immediate fix, which is actually not a fix at all, because if you keep electing into office candidates who believe in murdering babies for any reason, when are you going to when is that supposed to be reversed in the future? When is it ever going to become the more prominent thing for voters to want to elect people who are against child murder for any reason? If you insist that your candidates are going to be softer on abortion and you keep electing them, that's never going to be reversed. So they're really not looking at the bigger picture, and they're not looking or trusting in the sovereignty of God over these things. Am I making sense?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say they're not trusting in God, and they're also, I think, very often they get caught up in those cycles where let's just talk your typical your typical politician who gets started at a township supervisor level or a school board level. They go in, they want to make changes. They're running on a platform of fiscal responsibility. They're running on a platform of, we are going to change the system. And at the end of the day, I have seen it, just 2 years, 2.5 years into this media company that we have here, I now know people who will openly defend homosexuality who 2 years ago would not have. I know people who are willing to go to bat because they think maybe we are too harsh. And so what happens is they get into that system, and it is so easy to take bribes. We have to understand that when Jethro was talking to Moses, put men in there who won't take bribes, men who will be honest, men who will be courageous. And we have to understand, we need to understand where we're at and the society that we live in. We are so easily manipulated. And I would say so many Christians are so naive.
By the way, I don't know if you will disagree with me or not, but I would much sooner vote for an unregenerate person who had my worldview and was at least somewhere in the same orbit of conservatism as I am, over a professed Christian who may even give convincing evidence that they are really born again, but who was weak on many of the positions that you would want, that a Christian should want a politician to hold. To give you one example, one of the worst presidents that we've ever had in our history was Jimmy Carter, and I am not able to read his heart to determine with certainty whether he is a false professor, but, you know, it was taken for granted by many people that he was the genuine article as far as being a Christian, but a horrendous president. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
In fact, let's take your opinion when we come back from the midway break. Please, folks, be patient with us. The midway break is a bit longer than the other breaks because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM, Lake City, Florida, uses this break to air their own public service announcements while we air our globally heard commercials. So please be patient with us and don't go away. We'll be right back with Dave Stoltzfus after these messages from our sponsors.
James
James White of Alcombega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I've been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnzen and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnzen while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland, who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards, and Dr. Joe Moorcraft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener from Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Patafuco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Butterfuco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark, and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joe Moorcraft, pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Anthony Uvino, founder of TheReformRookie.com and co-founder of New York Apologetics, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tim Bushong of Syracuse Baptist Church in Syracuse, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Eli Ayala, founder of Revealed Apologetics and staff member with the Historical Bible Society, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Josh Miller of Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Joe Bianchi, president of Calvary Press Publishing in Greenville, South Carolina, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jake Korn of Switzerland Community Church in Switzerland, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to NASBible.com. That's NASBible.com to place your order.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio has had a longtime partnership with our friends at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. They specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable for everyone. CVBBS has been a family-owned book service since 1987, operating out of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. They seek to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available or popular because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting materials promoted by the secular book vendors. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence at Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Order online at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Or you can order by phone at 1-800-656-0231. That's 1-800-656-0231. Please let our friends at CVBBS know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth, Love, Parent, and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth, Love, Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
Today at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus.
Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And please, folks, always make solid-ground-books.com your very first stop for all of your gift-giving needs. They publish nothing but the finest in Christian literature, including things they bring back into print from as far back as the 16th century Protestant Reformation, and including things that they publish for the first time, like modern works by Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, who will be speaking in Lancaster, Pennsylvania this September. So whatever the occasion, whatever the individual that you know and love, whom you want to bless with a gift, go to solid-ground-books.com. Visit that site frequently, purchase generously, and always mention that you heard about them from Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before I return to my guest, Dave Stoltzfus, Chief Executive Officer for the Lancaster Patriot and also board member of the Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society, I have a couple of very important announcements to make. Folks, if you really love this show and you don't want it to go off the air, I'm urging you please to go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. If you prefer snail mail, mailing a physical check to a physical address the old-fashioned way, well, there will also be a physical address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. If you want to advertise with us, whether it is your church, parachurch ministry, your business, your private practice like a law firm or a medical firm, or whether it is a special event that you're having that you want to promote, whatever the case may be, as long as it's compatible with what I believe, I would love to help you launch an ad campaign as quickly as possible, because we are just as much in urgent need of your advertising dollars as we are in your donations. So please send me an email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. Remember, folks, I never want anybody in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience to give their own church where they are a member in order I never want you to give less money than you're accustomed to on the Lord's Day to your own church where you're a member in order to give us a financial gift. Please never do that. In other words, don't cut into the finances that you have set aside for your Lord's Day giving to your own church in order to bless us with a check. Never do that. And also, if you're really struggling to survive and make ends meet, please wait until you are more stable financially and back on your feet before you send us a gift. There are two things that are very clear in the Bible about our finances. we are commanded to provide for our own local churches and for our families. Providing for Iron Sharp and Zion Radio is obviously not a command of God. However, if you do have enough money above and beyond your ability to provide for your church and family, you have extra money collecting interest in the bank, you have extra money for benevolent, recreational, and trivial purposes, well, please use some of that money to bless us and to help keep us in existence if indeed you love the show and don't want us to go off the air. Go to ironsharpandzionradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. I also want to let you know that those of you who are fans of the Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society, whose guest today is a board member of that fine organization, we have a couple of other members of that fine organization on the calendar to be interviewed on Iron Trip and Zion Radio. You might want to mark your calendars for Tuesday, July 11th, always 4 to 6 p.m. Luke Saint is going to be our guest for the very first time. He is going to discuss his book, The Sound Doctrine of Theocracy. And then also we have returning to the program on Wednesday, July 19th, Matt Kenenser, who is the pastor of St. John's Reformed Church in Friedensburg, Pennsylvania, and also a board member of the Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society. He is going to be joining us on a topic yet to be determined. But please mark your calendars for Tuesday, July 11th, and Wednesday, July 19th. And, of course, every day is a great day to listen to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Also, don't forget about the conference, the three-day conference featuring Dr. James R. White, being hosted by the Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society. The Gospel at War is the main theme, and it will be held from Friday, September 15th through Sunday, September 17th in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Continue to visit futureofchristendom.org for more updates, futureofchristendom.org, and also midatlanticreformation.org, midatlanticreformation.org. And finally, if you are not a member of a theologically sound, doctrinally solid, biblically faithful, Christ-honoring church like Independence Reform Bible Church, where my friend Pastor Joel Saint is the pastor in the Lancaster area, one of the founders of the Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society. Wherever you live on the planet Earth, I have extensive lists spanning the globe, and I may be able to help you find a church anywhere in the world, as I've done many times with listeners in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio all over the planet Earth. Sometimes I even find churches for these listeners within just a couple of minutes from where they live, and that may be you too. If you are without a good church home, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you could send in a question to Dave Stoltzfus of the Lancaster Patriot and Mid-Atlantic Reformation Society. We are discussing the challenges of right-leaning media and a leftist culture going mad. And right before the break, Dave, I was stating my own personal view that I would more quickly vote for someone who had a worldview that more closely resembles mine, even if they were not a born-again believer in Christ, over a professing Christian who may have had their worldview very compromised, even unconsciously, by the leftist world we lived in. You were just about to give your response before I had to go to the midway break.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we have a little bit of a connection issue. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, there we go. I thought you were breaking up a little bit there. Okay, so sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, I would probably disagree with you on that. I've gotten into a lot of conversations on this the past 5, 6, 7, even 10 years, where I have become I guess you could say, jaded by the system, and I have voted a lot of third-party stuff. I have decided for myself and my wife, she's with me on this, that we would vote for people who we would have personally either vetted or done our research on, otherwise they would not get our vote. Now, that takes a lot of work, and so sometimes it's easier to just write in Pastor Joel as the presidential candidate, because there's really no one else out there. So I guess that's where I'm at now. I get a lot of heat for that, but I honestly believe I have more biblical evidence to support my view than someone who just goes out and votes for the lesser of two evils.
Yes, and I understand the argument against voting for the lesser of two evils, but when it comes to their job as a president, a congressman, senator, governor, mayor, a person, in my opinion, does not necessarily need to be regenerate. They may share my worldview when it comes to the functions of their office, and I would find them much more appealing to vote for than a regenerate person who was either making it clear that they are not fit for any of the offices they're running for. So I guess that's where we part company in our understanding of that. But it's you must be really convinced of your postmillennialism to believe that there will come a day when voting for somebody who is regenerate is actually possible, because I think that that is very rarely the case where we have these kinds of options, especially those of us who are not living in the Bible Belt.
Well, I'm going to push back. I know this is your show, but I'm going to push back.
Feel free.
You know, the PA Constitution, when we first had William Penn in here, you were required to be a Christian.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to push back and say, we were there once. Why can't we go back to that?
That's why I mentioned the postmillennialism.
It's
going to take a miracle of God for that to happen, which is according to the paradigm of postmillennialism.
Absolutely. But I mean, give me 2 minutes on that.
Sure, sure.
I had a conversation. I think it was last week, with a gentleman, and we got to talking, and he's, you know, he was lamenting the fact of the transgender issues and the homosexuality and the world that we live in, you know, the war in Ukraine and all of these heavy-handed, just over the top news articles that continually cascade upon us. And he was depressed. He said, you know, he said, this world's just getting to be worse and worse and worse. And I said, I actually disagree. I said, you know, 2,000 years ago, we had 11 disciples who were scared out of their minds in an upper room, didn't know what was going to happen. They thought they were going to be next, and they hadn't yet seen and didn't yet understand the power of the resurrection and what a mighty king Christ was, and that he would go up into heaven and he would rule and reign until his enemies became his footstool. I said, here's the thing that we have to understand throughout history, whether it was in 70 AD, as Josephus talks about, where they were eating their own children, or whether we are in 2023, where we are having people mutilate their children. I will tell you, I do believe that the days we live in now are better than they were at that point. I said, I honestly, both of those examples are extremely wicked, eating your child or mutilating your child. But which one is worse?
Right. And according to most postmillennialists that I know, and I know many and very close friends with many, I have had many on the program, even though I'm a non-millennialist, but always open-minded. According to most of the postmillennialists that I know, the the eschatology of postmillennialism does not teach that there is an never-ending upward arrow where there is nothing but positive progress. According to we could be plunged into 500 years of darkness like the world has never seen as far as immorality and persecution of the church. But eventually that arrow will begin to climb upward again and will ultimately result in the conversion either of the vast majority of living souls before Christ physically returns, or the end, or the conversion of the governments of this world to being in obedience and submission to the law of God. So that's just, and you seem to agree with that it doesn't necessarily mean things are constantly going to get better and better and better and better without interruption.
Absolutely not. No, I would say anyone who has that view of postmillennialism has a pie in the sky view.
I've never even heard a postmillennialist say that they believe that. It's usually the enemies of postmillennialism that use that as a canard, not intentionally use it as a canard, but they bring up that as a straw man, because they're ignorant about what postmillennialists believe.
That's correct. No, I would say this, that Christianity, when the church is faithful, as we have seen, whether it was the Puritans here in America or the early church, when it was faithful, Christianity grows and the world becomes a better place. And you and I can both, if you and I sitting here miles apart, talking over the internet, having a conversation, enjoying one another's company, while sitting, I am at least in an air conditioned room with all the amenities that I could possibly have, I can only imagine how much the Apostle Paul would have loved to have this kind of a platform to spread the gospel.
Amen. So tell us some more about these challenges that you, being in conservative media, coming from a Christian and biblical worldview, that you face in this leftist culture that even exists, obviously, here in Pennsylvania.
Well, like I said earlier, the challenges are come from both sides. The cancel culture happened on the left. While we challenged, you can look at some of the cancel culture issues that happen just with the Mastriano thing. So we obviously challenged Mastriano in an opinion piece, and Mastriano supporters said, well, we're gonna cancel our subscription. Okay. At the same time, we were supporting a Mastriano event in Carlisle or Camp Hill, and that very event was being canceled by the left, with Penn Cinema and a few other organizations here in Lancaster, because Mastriano was too far right. So this cancel culture thing goes all around. And one of the things that we really want to do is, with kind of our new vision, is to open the doors, to bring people in. I really don't care what your background is. I don't care if you are Mormon, Amish, postmillennial, premillennial, who you are. But come on in. We can do interviews. What we're trying to do is change the conversation. We want to have a conversation about what things should at least look like. We may be, like we said earlier, 500 years away from seeing a predominantly Christian culture. But that does not change our immediate duties. It does not I will say this to the premillennialists. If Christ came back tonight at 9 o'clock, does not change my duties between now and 9 p.m. I am to promote the gospel. I am to throw down lofty ideas. I am to present the righteous way or the good way to do things. And that's our goal. Our goal is to bring people in. So going back to our challenges, we've had all kinds of challenges, whether it was the Southern Poverty Law Center putting us on their hate map, or whether it was being visited by the FBI because they thought we were involved in the election of Trump, because we started up in March of 2021. Well, we really started in 2020, so there was some rumors out there that we were trying to influence the election, even though we didn't print anything till March of 2021. So the FBI came wondering, you know, what our role was and where we're getting our funding. So we have some wild stories that would take us the rest of the night to say, but that's just a brief summary of some of the things that has happened to us.
Wow. I would wear those attacks as badges of honor. I'm sure you do. I mean, obviously they make life more difficult for you, but I would obviously embrace those rejoicingly as signs that you're doing the right thing. And
yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do. Though it is difficult. We have a lot of people who would rather we just go away. The local newspaper LNP, which is now part of WITF, out of Harrisburg, they for a while there were printing hit pieces on Pastor Joel, printing hit pieces on the Lancaster Patriot, printing hit pieces on my wife and I. And then there was an event last year where we finally, I guess, got a little bit of a backbone, and we called them out on some lies. And they have not, to my knowledge, said anything about any of our organizations or any of the organizations that I'm with since then. So what we have found is that if we stand up and we do what's right and we call them out and we speak the truth, the darkness often does not like that, and they either hope we just go away or they try to ignore us. And so that's kind of been the story for the last 6 to 12 months here.
We have an anonymous listener who has a question for you. He or she says, aren't you concerned about using such labels for yourself as right wing when you may be confused with such groups as neo-Nazis? And you're...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to, it was a long pause of silence there, so I just was going to say your answer. First of all, if you want me to throw out something, a lot of that has to do with an ignorant populace. The Nazis were left wing. The Nazis were not right wing. The Nazis did not believe in small government. The Nazis had a lot in common with communism, with some specific differences, but they were by no stretch of the imagination a right-wing organization. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I guess where we've gotten to, we've been called so many names that it has gotten to the point where they don't really mean anything. You know, when you say you're a Nazi, well, exactly, please define that. What is that?
Right.
We have Nazis in the Ukraine. We have Hitler's Nazis. What are you calling me? When you say that I'm anti-Semitic, as so many people have said, what does that mean? I have now heard that they are trying to define anti-Semitism as someone who believes in the Bible.
And the majority of it comes from Jewish human authors, of course, inspired by God. These are God-breathed truths, but they were human authors that God used. And the only person in the entirety of the Bible, both Old and New Testament, that was not Jewish is Luke.
And, well, but that's interesting, you know, in that they are now saying that a Bible-believing, someone who believes in Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, is anti-Semitic because Jesus had a problem with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So that has been circulating on the internet. So To answer the anonymous person's question, at what point, when we throw these labels around, should we be concerned? I believe that is a legitimate question that we have to ask, because the labels change on a daily or monthly or annual basis, and so the label really means nothing to me. Maybe that's callous. Maybe that is foolish. I don't know. But to me, sitting here today, those labels have very, very little meaning to me.
Yeah, and I would even advise our listeners to look up a book. I've interviewed both of the authors of this book, but it is called The Pink Swastika, Homosexuality in the Nazi Party, and it is a real eye-opener as to the origins of the whole Nazi movement, and how the Nazi movement has always been a left-wing organization, and the original bedrock founders of the Nazi Party in Germany were predominantly, by far, homosexuals. This is a shock to many people. The book is replete with footnotes of historians that were contemporary of the Nazis who proved this point. And these historians themselves were homosexuals, many of them, and were Jewish. It is written by Scott Lively, a Christian pastor, and Kevin E. Abrams, an Orthodox Jew. So look that up, and in fact, the entire book is online, in addition to being able to purchase the book, The Pink Swastika. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Another footnote, you know, for someone, or another mention, is if someone really wants to look into the early 1900s in Germany, you know, look into the Weimar Republic, look into what was going on in the First and Second World Wars and what led up to that, and the amount and the degeneracy that was going on there in Germany. Just a side note, I know we're not discussing anti-Semitism or Nazis here on the show today, but that we need to understand history. But going back to the anonymous person who asked that question, I would definitely say it really, they don't mean, I don't think they mean what we think they mean.
And of course, they're just, most of them are lying through their teeth anyway, and they could not care less whether Nazi is an accurate description of the conservative Christians. They'll use it anyway.
Correct.
Because it diffuses any hope for an open and honest debate and dialogue. Once you throw out words like racist and Nazi, you know, people close their ears to what their opponent is going to say. So thank you, Anonymous. By the way, if you are a first-time questioner, please email me your full name and mailing address. This will not be divulged over the air, obviously. And Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, cvbbs.com, will ship to you a free, brand-new New American Standard Bible, a compliment of the publishers of the NASB, nasbible.com, and compliments of cvbbs.com, Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. So let us know if you're a first-time questioner, and give us your shipping information. Let's see. We have another anonymous listener who says, I am having a frustrating time with the church where I am a member, trying to get people involved more in the political arena, and what are your suggestions and words of counsel to us who are in a position like that, and especially in regard trying to rally together like-minded people when, as you've already said, there are so many people that are far more left-leaning amongst conservatives than they may realize themselves?
Well, I can sympathize with this person because we're having the same problems here. One of the one of our goals that we would love to see here in Lancaster County is to have a Bible-believing sheriff, a sheriff who's willing to stand up and at least stand for his people, a sheriff who's willing to stand up against the for example, the Amos Miller case, which some of you may be aware, where Amos Miller was selling raw meats and milk and things like that, and the federal thugs came in, shut down his business, confiscated some items, and basically did a five-year lawfare against him. Basically, it was warfare, but it was law. He's been in and out of court. So to answer the person's questions, we are having the same issues.
In fact, let's pick up right where you left off after we return from our final break, because we've got to cut to our commercial break. And don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vody Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnzen and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnzen while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnson has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reformed Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens, Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth, Love, Parent, and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth Love Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nestle All-In 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And please make note of this very important correction from that ad that you just heard for Grace Covenant Baptist Church of Flemington, New Jersey. They have a new website. The website you heard in that commercial is now obsolete. Their new website is gcbc-nj.org. That's GCBC, standing for Grace Covenant Baptist Church, -nj.org, gcbc-nj.org. We're now back with our guest, Dave Stoltzfus, and if you could continue where you left off there, Dave, about saying that you were in the midst of talking about how you are in the same boat as the listener who is having difficulty rallying support amongst like-minded voting citizens and brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah, I mean, I think so many people in our churches, in our Christian worldview, have taken this idea that they don't look at politics as something that Christians should be involved in. They often look at it as, Well, we're not of this world, and especially I'm going to talk about here in Lancaster County, which is heavily influenced by Anabaptists. So the take that we get is, well, we're pilgrims and wanderers of this world, and they go back to Hebrews, and they say, this is not our home. We are looking for a heavenly home. We are simply here for a time. And so, Satan rules this world, and I look at it from a different perspective. I look at it from, say, Moses and Jethro, who said to put righteous and just men in power, and that's what we need to do. So that, and even Paul talks about it in Romans. He says, the most contested Bible verse in the entirety of the scriptures, Paul says that the government is here to punish the evildoers and to promote righteousness, depending on which translation you're reading. So I believe the problem is that so many people have checked out of politics, and they walk into, and I am going to put this blame on the people via the media. The media promotes politics 24/7, 365. And so at the end of the day, we have no idea what's going on. We don't understand what's happening. We don't know what's going on in Harrisburg or in D.C. because we are inundated with this stuff. And the reason I think we're having so many issues is people don't want that. All that our current society wants is to walk up to the voting booth on election day and look and see who's in the Republican column, check the box, and say they did their civic duty. And I would say they did their uncivic duty. So I'm not sure that I really answered the listener's question, but I would say it's our mindset. It's the way we look at politics. We don't look at it from a biblical worldview. We're looking at it from an unbiblical worldview. And in the end, I just think people are burned out. I think people are completely burned out. They don't want anything to do with it. And most people, on top of that, most people are scared.
Now, it's interesting that you say that the Anabaptists have had such a strong influence on the community of Lancaster and perhaps even the broader Pennsylvania area. But it seems interesting to me that that would be a phenomenon, because Anabaptists are very often, by not only Christians, but perhaps even more prevalent among non-believers, they're looked upon as oddballs. So how did they yield such influence in this area that you and I live in?
Well, I mean, you have to look at Central Pennsylvania as a whole here. Central Pennsylvania has been heavily influenced by Quaker, first with William Penn and then the Anabaptists moving in. My ancestors, I am ninth generation.
Wow.
So we're talking, quite a few years. And my father had 15 siblings. My mother had 13. So they are very prolific, childbearing people. So they have a lot of children, and there's huge, it's just grown. And so many of those, and they're not all horse and buggy Mennonite or horse and buggy Amish. There's so many different branches of them, that it has just, it's kind of saturated the culture. I would say that Anabaptist mentality.
By the way, this is a shot in the dark, because I know that this, last name, your last name, is very common in Pennsylvania, and especially among the Amish. But are you related to Ephraim Stoltzfus, who I interviewed on his journey out of the Amish community?
I most likely somewhere. I don't personally know him.
Okay, I was just curious. Well, we are out of time, and I want to make sure that you, all the listeners, have the websites that you need to have. TheLancasterPatriot.com, TheLancasterPatriot.com, and I'm revealing my New York roots by mispronouncing Lancaster. MidAtlanticReformation.org, MidAtlanticReformation.org, and FutureOfChristendom.org, FutureOfChristendom.org. And that is the best website to go to repeatedly for updates on the upcoming Gospel at War conference featuring Dr. James R. White of Alpha Omega Ministries in Lancaster County from Friday, September 15th through Sunday, September 17th. So we hope as many of you will join us there as possible. I want to thank you so much, Dave, for being an excellent guest today. I want to thank everybody who listened, especially those who took the time to write. I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.